Time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And just for a laugh, I went to my database has a feature that's called On This Day. And I go there periodically to see how things compare. And the following notes came from past years, and in some cases I can give you the years. But the interesting thing is that most of the notes on this list, these are all notes taken from August 27th in the past years, and every one of these notes, just about every one of these notes, is repeated in this week's Phenology Show. So, for example, on the 27th of August, rose-breasted grosbeaks last visits, rose hips taking a blush. They are taking a blush right now. Jack and the pulpit berries are starting to get ripe. They are starting to get ripe right now. Northern flickers, after a summer spent feeding their young, they start to flock up this time of year and show up along the edges of the highways. Northern flickers are showing up along the edges of the highways. Ferns are turning brown. And a hike yesterday showed that, in fact, the sensitive fern, the interrupted fern, the ostrich fern, the cinnamon fern, and bracken, and probably some more that I didn't find, but at least that group all had examples of ferns that were beginning to turn yellow or brown or red, as is their custom. The little ants, the lazius ants that make the little volcanoes in your yard, they are starting to open up their holes so that their elites and males can come out. Now, an elite is any winged insect. So when I talk about elites, and I'm referring to ants, it could be either the male or the female, but in general, it is the female. Now, what happens with these little elites that come out is they fly to a breeding site. Sometimes it's actually an organized, some ants have actually organized breeding sites that would be akin to a lek for, say, the prairie chicken or the sharp-tailed grouse, birds that gather in the springtime where the males gather and dance and call and the females come in and mate with the males of their choice. The same thing happens with ants. So these elites, not necessarily the lazius, but some ants actually have a lek where they go to meet males of another group and breed and carry on the process. That was Flying Ants 2012 and 2003, Nighthawks 2013 and 2009. Both of those dates had Nighthawks on the move. We got a nice screenshot of an email that came in last night talking about Nighthawks. And of course, a week ago, we had notes about Nighthawks on the move. I saw a Nighthawk this past week on Saturday. So definitely Nighthawks are on the moon, move on the moon. I doubt that they're on the moon. They are probably flying between you and the moon, and you'll have to get up pretty early in the morning to see that. Monarch butterflies. I saw one this past week working its way across the fields headed south. Other years, plenty of notes of monarchs, including one year when there were what I described as a flock of monarchs heading south. So that remains kind of consistent with this time of year. Deer are beginning to change color. So now if you're looking at the deer, you're going to see that they're going to be starting to change from the red of summer into the gray of fall. The fawns will begin to lose their spots, though I have seen fawns in the last week that still had spots. That will be happening in the next couple of weeks. The bucks will be rubbing the velvet off of their antlers very soon. So check in the woods for brush. So the bucks, when they're just trying to get the velvet off their antlers, they'll rub their antlers on thumb-sized stems. So look at your thumb, think about how big that is, think about a piece of brush, and look for that. You'll see rub marks on thin brush like that where they have rubbed the velvet off. A little later on, they're going to be trying to build up their neck muscles and get ready for the contests that result in locked antlers and fighting over the rights to breed with does. And then they will take on stems that are much bigger, like as big as your wrist or your forearm, unless you've got, you know, well, even if you have big forearms, you'll see examples of trees up to 3 or 4 inches in diameter where the bucks have rubbed and fought with them, pushing against them to build their neck muscles and to just kind of relieve the stress of that fight. So all of that is happening. The mountain maple, which is a shrub maple, holds its seeds until fall. And right now the seeds are starting to take on a color, and certain ones of them will be absolutely gorgeous. There are some ones that I drove by on the mail route that would be coral colored, sort of a mixture of orange and red and maybe even a little pink thrown in there. Just absolutely lovely mountain maple seeds. The sugar maples hold their seeds until fall, so you might see sugar maple seeds falling to the ground this time of year. Red maples, silver maples, their seeds come off as soon as they're ripe in the spring. And big flocks of crows around the area. So there's a flock of crows around my house that numbers easily 100 and probably even more. In this past week, some of the things that I've been watching for, yesterday I still had a ruby-throated hummingbird male. And that's a bit late. Usually by now they've sort of moved on. On Saturday I didn't see any males, but Sunday I had one there. And I don't know if it was a migratory male or if it's the male that's been there all summer, but he was just as protective of the feeder as any of the other males that have come around, just really attacking anything that shows up. I mentioned the nighthawks are around on the bird feeder. I've got purple finch, goldfinch, white-throated sparrows. As I was out walking around yesterday, I noted that I've got this one juneberry that grows way back in the woods, kind of in the thick of it, and doesn't get a lot of sunlight. And a week ago, it had berries that were getting ripe. This week, it had berries that are getting ripe and fewer of them because those berries that got ripe were eaten by the robins. Yesterday, I could hear robins all around me, low call notes, little chits and chats where they're sending out little notes to one another, just like, hey, I'm over here. Hey, I'm over here. Guess what? I found this. I found that. High bush cranberry berries are ripe right now, ripe in the sense that they're red. I don't consider a high bush cranberry ripe until January or February, but a lot of you will be harvesting them and making jams and jellies out of them, and the robins will eventually get around to eating them. But like you and I, they like things that are sweeter, that taste better, that have more fat in them than the high bush cranberry, and so they will hold off eating those until there's little else to eat. It'll be high bush cranberries and winterberry or northern holly. And finally, midwinter, when things are really tight, they'll start to eat the berries on the sumacs. I had some sumac berries the other day, and they were quite sour. So if you're thinking about making some sumac lemonade, now would be the time to gather some of those seed heads and pour some hot water through them and catch the hot water, separate the hot water from the seeds, because there's really not much there but a little fuzz, a little sour, and some pretty big seeds. So you could check those out. Among the butterflies, sulfur, the clouded sulfur, the monarch, and I've seen a couple of mourning cloaks. And the mourning cloaks, those are those big black ones that are the size of a monarch. And they are going to be flying around real soon. They are flying around now. These are the ones that will overwinter as adults, and you will find them early in the spring, late March, early April. And they'll be the first ones out flying around because they're going to overwinter as adults. I've been seeing a number of meadowhawk dragonflies. These are the little red ones. The males are red. The females are gold. If you get a close enough look, the autumn meadowhawk has yellow legs. There's another meadowhawk that has a white face. There's another meadowhawk that has black veins in its wings. All of these meadowhawks are active this time of year, separating them into meaningful species is the work for scientists and other odonatists. But as far as I'm concerned, they're meadowhawks. I've seen a darner. I mentioned that. I mentioned the little ants that are going to be flying around. And then among the flowers, the goldenrod, the ones that I easily recognize, the gray, the Canada, the tall, and the zigzag are all still blooming. Among the asters, these are just around my house. I had purple-stemmed, flat-topped, calico, large-leaved, and northern heart-leaved asters. The purple-stemmed asters are particularly gorgeous right now. They have a If you're looking at asters, these have a fairly large, like inch to inch and a quarter flower head that is usually blue, maybe a slightly purplish. And if you look at the stem is going to be very hairy, uniformly hairy all the way around. And the leaf more or less clasps the stem. It doesn't have a petiole, and the ears on the back of the leaf kind of go around the stem a little bit on the purple-stemmed asters. Good luck figuring that out. They're a tough group, and it's taken me a long time, and I still am not anywhere near an expert on asters. But the challenge is there, and it's always kind of fun. Couple of final notes. Jack in the Pulpit berries are turning red right now. I mentioned that earlier. Burdock. Burdock is that big round ball of a burr that has all these little hooks on it that get caught in the dog's fur or get hooked onto your clothing. And they are not quite ripe. There's still some flowers on the burdock plants, and the seed heads that are drying, the burrs that are drying, are still attached to the plant with a stronger grip than they will grab your clothing and pull off. In other words, I walked by a burdock yesterday. I felt it tug at my shirt. I took another step, and the burdock stayed on the plant rather than disassociating or detaching from the plant and hooking onto me. So burdock is just about at the stage where it's going to give off its seeds, and they're going to be caught on your clothing. And then really quickly, jewelweed, the spotted touch-me-not, that's that orange trumpet-shaped flower. It's blooming like crazy right now. Joe pieweed is blooming. Boneset is blooming, though it's probably at the end of its blooming time. And out by the lake, the white water lilies, the fragrant water lilies, are starting to decline. There aren't as many as there have been in the past couple of weeks. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have observations to share, please send them along. We'd love to hear from you.
You can hear and read more Phenology at our website, kaxc.org. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. We heard from our volunteer Mark Nesham today. He said, I saw two fawns yesterday with spots still. Not small, but still with spots.
Yep. Huh. We're in that transition period. You're going to see some with spots. You're going to start seeing some without. as they change to their gray coats. Yeah. Say, by the way, you can check out KAXE.org for more phenology. You can also check out our Season Watch newsletter written by our phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell. And that you can subscribe to. If you contact us, we will see that it gets sent to you once a week and you can check it out online.